We are on the state's first official extended heat wave of the year. It is mid-July. For some neighborhoods, especially vulnerable ones, heat haunts them much more frequently than that. Let's revisit a report from WBUR health reporter Martha Biebinger on Chelsea's pilot project to cool down one city block.
There were lots of candidates for this experiment in Chelsea. Boston University professor Madeline Scammell helped narrow the list.
I actually brought a map to show you of some of the hot spots.
So red, the little red dots mean hotter.
Yes.
Yeah. Scammell knows the hottest spots because her team placed temperature sensors in trees and on buildings last summer. In the heat of the day, they found a 7-degree difference between really warm areas and sweltering blocks like this one.
It is hot. We didn't need the monitors. I mean, I've walked every street in this city, and these are two of the hottest streets. You know when your eyes squint and you're just uncomfortable.
Scammell is at the corner of the chosen test block. It includes the Chelsea Boys and Girls Club, a vacant lot, 10 multifamily buildings with parking lots instead of backyards, and a total of 5 small trees.
We identified the hottest block that we could, where there are a lot of people likely to be affected by the heat.
And came up with a package of possible ways to drop the temperatures. Here's Alex Train, Chelsea's Director of Housing and Community Development.
So over the coming month, we're going to be reconstructing the roadway and the sidewalks that we're walking on and installing a light-colored asphalt.
Train says the corners of the block will become in-ground planters that capture stormwater and support native shrubs. The city is negotiating to install a white roof on the Boys and Girls Club. Train says a white roof on a city elementary lowered the surface temperature there by 20 degrees.
And that reduces surrounding air temperatures upwards of 7 to 10 degrees in the summertime.
This project will cost about $350,000. It could become a template for other cities trying to respond to longer stretches of intense heat. Perhaps the most eye-catching piece of the Cool Block project is 47 new elm, crabapple, cherry, and hawthorn trees.
Just gonna say a few words and then we can get planting, if that's okay.
Maria Balin-Power with the Chelsea-based environmental group Green Roots grabs the attention of more than 50 volunteers. 15-year-old Brian Martinez lives just up the street. His boss told him about the project.
When she said plant trees, I was like excited. I was telling my mom, like, oh, I'm gonna go plant trees tomorrow.
Martinez remembers when there were trees on his street. He misses the calm and cool of their shade.
I am happy that everyone is caring. Like, you know, everyone came to volunteer, not because they were told, like, they came out of their hearts to come, like, help out today.
The free donuts, coffee, and pizza promised for lunch helps too. To feed the trees, Green Roots is applying for a grant so it can pay low-income residents to take over the watering. Planting trees and cooling one block may seem like an ineffective way to tackle climate change, but Power says it works.
That has really been an approach that we take in a lot of our projects, is sort of piloting small scale and ensuring that we can then replicate those models to really have a much broader impact.
And doing something now, when the climate updates deliver a lot of doom and gloom, helps Power cope.
Some days we feel like, what, are we really having an impact? Like, is this really gonna prevent the climate crisis? And I think that it's no longer about preventing it, but it's more about protecting the most vulnerable communities.
BU researchers will monitor changes in temperature during warm seasons for the next few years. The trees are already adding beauty and a sense of well-being, but they're a long-term investment in shade. The white roof and new pavement could help cool the area immediately.
That's WBUR's Martha Biebinger reporting in May.